Welcome, everyone, to today's episode of I Am Zena Canada Empowering You. I'm so excited that you're here today with us. My name is Amy Hutton, and I am your host for this show. I am now living in Calgary, Alberta, yet I grew up in Pickering, Ontario, which is about 20 minutes east of Toronto. I want to tell you briefly what this radio show is all about. I Am Zena Canada Empowering You is a branch of I Am Zena. Women on a mission and have a purpose to help other women and girls feel safe, protected from all forms of abuse. Each week, you will hear remarkable stories of women who have beaten the odds, risen above all challenges, and are now living their amazing lives full on like the amazing Zena Warriors women they are born to be. For more information or to join the I Am Zena movement, please join us and visit www.iamzena.com. For today's show, I'm so excited to introduce you to my friend Mary Lou. And Mary Lou and I know each other through the amazing network of eWomen Network. She's was one of our amazing executive managing directors from California in San Francisco. Yet there's a lot more to her. So let me just share a snapshot of this amazing lady friend of mine named Mary Lou. Mary Lou empowers women to find their voice, speak their truth, and be heard and seen for their confident and authentic self so that they can thrive in their careers, relationships, and in their life. Mary is an award-winning entrepreneur, best-selling author, a sought-after inspirational speaker who shares her story of overcoming her adversities that are filled with life lessons that inspire audiences globally. Mary also mentors entrepreneurs to use the power of storytelling to build their confidence, credibility, and profitability to attract their ideal clients. As an entrepreneur for 31 years and bootstrapping her way to success, she is a wealth of wisdom when it comes to building a business through online and offline relationships, creating and leading thousands of people in her various communities. Mary is the executive producer of the Speak Your Truth Conference and is the visionary of the Transforming Lives One Story at a Time movement to collect a million stories worldwide. That's awesome. Mary has appeared on numerous radio and international television talk shows. She loves to travel, ballroom dance, and sing karaoke. She gives back to SmileTrain.org, an organization close to her heart. A surprising talent that Mary has is the ability to sing the 50 states in alphabetical order. That's pretty awesome. Please, Mary Lou, hello, good afternoon, good evening. How are you?
Hello, Amy, and I'm doing fabulously. Thank you for that beautiful introduction.
You're welcome. So remind us where you are in the world.
I am in beautiful, sunny, blue sky, San Francisco, California today.
Oh, that's awesome. I hope you're having better weather than we are here in Calgary.
Yes, absolutely. Before we get started, I want to put a big congratulations out there for you, Miss Amy Hutton, for being one of the finalists as a business matchmaker for the eWomen Network organization. Mm-hmm. So that is such a huge accomplishment. You know, thousands upon thousands of women are submitted with their information that people nominate them, and I want to just put out a big congratulations to you. Well deserved.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Thank you, thank you. It was quite an honor, and it was a thrilling experience, and my friend who won in Ohio, her name's Bibi, and I was so happy that she was chosen as the winner, and I was also very honored that I was one of six and also the only Canadian in the group.
Yay!
So
yay!
Extra kudos. So it was pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho, back to you. This is about you. What in your life, I know you've overcome lots of things, but what in your life have you overcome? Can you share your story briefly with us?
Sure. You know, let me start with a quote that I love, okay? And I think this will put context of where my talk would go today. It is, decide that you're worthy. If you say you're worthy, you are. If you say you're not worthy, you're not. Either way, you'll grow into your story. And I believe this quote came from T. Harv Eker, one of my mentors. And, you know, the last part of it says, either way, you'll grow into your own story. My story, I chose that second part of it. I said, from the day that I was born that I was not worthy, and I lived into that story that I told myself. You see, when I was born, I had two strikes against me. The first was I was born with a cleft palate and a cleft lip, which is a facial deformity. The second strike I had against me was I was born a girl in a very Chinese traditional family. Mm. In both cases, I didn't feel like I belonged. I didn't feel like I was worth anything. I was ashamed of the way that I looked. I was ashamed of being a girl because of the things that my mom used to say to me. And it was all of these outside influences of the little kids snickering at me, of the way that I looked, of the words that my mom would say about, Mary, you're so much trouble. You're so much trouble. Why do you have to be so much trouble? And she was saying I was so much trouble because she had to bring me to the hospital to get my cleft palate surgery. And, you know, having come from, I have seven brothers and sisters, so it wasn't like I was the only child that she had to take care of. But I started living into that. And as you might imagine, I know you've got, you know, your incredible story too, Amy, on how that really can affect somebody's self-esteem and self-confidence. And definitely for me, you know, I started my life and I went through my life with that always in the back of me, in the back of my mind, that story that I was telling myself, that I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't pretty enough, that I wasn't smart enough. And basically it came down to I wasn't enough.
Hmm. Yes, I can relate to that part of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, with that, you know, a lot of what I talk about when I'm talking about empowering women to find their voice and speak their truth is because I didn't have a voice. I didn't have a voice to let people know what I really felt. I didn't have a voice because I didn't want to speak up in fear of how do I sound. You know, I had to go through a lot of speech therapy when I was young. And it was like, I didn't want to raise my hand in class because when I did, people would listen to the way that I said certain words. And every time I did have to do it, then I would just hear the laughing. And I don't know if it was my own little mind thinking that they're all laughing at me or if it was true, you know? But it was, you know, not wanting to be seen, not wanting to be heard. And as I was growing up, even when I was molested 3 times as a young girl between the age of 7 and 11 by total strangers, I didn't have a voice to tell my mom what had happened. I didn't tell my sisters what had happened. In fear of the judgment that would come upon me, in fear of my mom saying, well, it was your fault. So I kept it hidden. I didn't tell a soul until I was an adult. That's a long time to be keeping that kind of secret. And when I think back about all of the times that I could have excelled in my career and that I held back on what I really meant to say because of that fear, the judgment, that whole judgment piece of what are they going to think of me, I really held back my voice. I did not want to ruffle any feathers. I wanted to be that perfectionist. I wanted to be that people pleaser. And, you know, I talk about the mask that we hide behind, and I certainly wore that mask really, really well.
Wow.
Yeah. And as I go through my story, you know, there are so many different instances that I can share with you. You know, it was a lot of shame. It was a lot of secrets that I kept. One of the most empowering days that I had ever experienced was October 2009. In 2009, I had already built two very successful six-figure businesses, but I still was wearing that mask of letting people in only to a certain degree. And I went to this personal development workshop, and at that workshop, they were talking about, you know, let's share your truth. What is your life purpose? And all of a sudden, out of the blue, keep in mind, I had a fear of public speaking at that point, but out of the blue, I felt my hand going up, and the speaker on stage points to me, and I'm looking around to my left, looking around to my right, and to the back of me, and I'm looking at the speaker, and he says, yes. He's pointing at me. Yes, you. You have your hands raised. So then I'm thinking, oh no. Well, oh no was not the word I was thinking, but oh, you know, fill in the blank.
Uh-oh.
And I said, what in the world am I doing? What in the world am I going to say? I had no idea what I was going to say. I just felt like my hand went up. So I got up, looked around the room, all these eyeballs on me, and it was complete silence in the room. There were 500 strangers in the room. And what came out of my mouth was, I announced for the very first time, I was born with a cleft palate and a cleft lip. And this may not mean so much to you, but this is the first time that I've ever uttered these words out loud. And Amy, I have to tell you, that was one of the most empowering days, because that was the day I accepted who I am.
Beautiful. Wow, that's an incredible story. Now, thinking back, and thank you for sharing so much. That's
You're welcome. Amazing.
I have a question about that, though. So if you could change anything in your life that happened to you in your past, what would it be and why, if anything?
If I can change anything from my past, I would have reached out to people that I trusted to share what was going on for me. You see, I went through all of those years without once ever confiding into anybody, without once doing any kind of personal development work. And I lived in silence, hiding behind all of that internal talk all to myself until I was 46 years old.
Powerful.
So that would be one thing I would change, is to reach out and speak my truth a lot sooner than I did. Now, Amy, I have to tell you, that is a big part of my story, but that is not the biggest part of my story.
Okay.
Shall I continue?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to embrace you and your audience. The bigger part of my story is on May 5th, 1983, I'm 20 years old, and that day changed my life. That morning, I went out to my niece's birthday party, and I get this phone call from my brother who says, Mary, you need to get home right now. And I had chills coming down my spine because I knew something was wrong. We drove home, my boyfriend and I, we drove home, and as I approached the house, I saw the police cars in front. I saw two ambulances in front of my house, and I walk into the house. All of my brothers and sisters are there. And my brother told me that my parents were killed.
Wow.
In an instant, I had lost not just my mother, but I had lost my father. And in that moment, I was in complete shock. But what the biggest shock of that day was, later learned that it was my 14-year-old brother who had actually killed them.
Wow. That's intense.
So you can imagine with me having this low self-esteem, not having any confidence, and then all of a sudden to learn that it was my 14-year-old brother who did the deed, how can I possibly tell people what had happened? How can I possibly tell them who had did it? Again, it was that fear of judgment. If it was your 14-year-old brother, what would they think of me, right?
So it was easier
for me to say, I don't have five brothers. I actually only have four brothers. It was easier for me to say, my parents died in an accident. End of story, don't ask me any more questions. Because it hurt so bad. And it took me 30 years to finally forgive my brother. And it took me 30 years to finally find inner peace with all of my past. But again, it came down to, you know, really working on finding and getting the outside hope. And the way that I did it was, again, speaking my truth, speaking and sharing what had happened in a group of supportive people. And it wasn't until I was able to finally forgive my brother that I was able to move on with my life. Even my sister, my close sister at the time, had no idea I was having nightmares every single night for the last 30 years. She had no clue. I didn't even tell her. Nobody in my family knew. And yet, on the outside, I was like, people thought I had it all going on. They thought my life was perfect. They thought my, you know, I was so successful in my businesses, but they truly had no idea what was going on internally, that I was dying a very slow death internally. And it wasn't until I was able to forgive my brother and move on and change my story to say, that was the past. Things happened for a reason. And now I'm able to find that inner peace, forgive my brother, speak my own truth to move forward in my life. And I have to say, Amy, that is an incredible lifting of the dark cloud that's over your head.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. And thank you for sharing that. That's a very brave thing to do. And I what's the word? I respect you even more. I am amazed. Like, wow. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
That is so awesome.
You know, I think a lot of times what happens is, you know, you mentioned in my bio that I do a conference, an annual conference called Speak Your Truth. And the mission that I have for women to share their story. As I share my story, the women that, men and women, who hear my story, they're inspired not only by what I've gone through and what I've overcome, but parts of it they so relate to. Parts of it, because they hear that they're so afraid to tell anybody in fear of that whole judgment piece that they don't speak up. And I have to tell you that it's when you speak up, it's when you're vulnerable, it's when you're being authentic that you really start living your life. And that's when you can make a change. That's when you can let down those walls and let people into your life that can still support you no matter what.
Yep. Oh, yeah, for sure. I've been speaking my truth now for the, well, for a good 5 years now. Just before, well, no, longer than that, when I started doing my own personal growth work. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to start talking and sharing. And this month, September, for your self to know and the listeners to know, is that September is Polycystic Ovarian Syndrome Awareness Month, PCOS for short. And I'm one in ten women around the world who live with it daily. So I understand the whole speaking my truth thing. But let's move on. We have so much more to get over, to cover, so let's move on, shall we?
Sure.
Okay. So I know you have a why, Miss Mary. Can you share what your why is and why you do what you do today, even though I've I think you touched on it a little bit earlier, but let's, what is your why?
My why is, as I was going through all of the adversities that I've gone through, and I knew in my heart that I would not have gone through all that if it wasn't for a bigger purpose. And I, in the last 3 years, I have been seeking what that purpose is. And it wasn't until I found inner peace with it all that I realized my purpose is to share my message, to share my story, to inspire others to share theirs, to let them know that they are not alone in their struggles and that there is hope.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole reason I put together the Speak Your Truth Conference, this is my second year doing it, is to allow other women to come into this conference to share their story. A lot of these women who are stepping on stage are sharing their stories for the very first time. Even though they hear a little small part of it, when they're doing the business talk, they're going much deeper into who they really are, really letting down, removing the mask so they can start healing. And that's why I do what I do, because I held on to those secrets for 46 years. And I don't feel like anybody needs to hold on to it for that long.
Yeah, totally. And just hearing you speak about it, this what I'm feeling is that it goes into what you do for your business. So how about you tell us more about your business and what you do?
Well, my business is I help women, mainly women entrepreneurs, who want to use their stories to get their stories out of their belly that they can incorporate into their business talks, into their marketing. And sometimes it's not even all about business. It's just giving them that space to be able to work through their story so that they can move forward in their relationships as well.
Mm.
One of the stories I want to share with you, how many more minutes do we have so I can share this one real powerful story with you?
We have a little bit of time left. We're still good.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Okay. So one of the stories is I have the pleasure of sharing my story at a big conference. It was 700 people in the audience. And when I shared my story, one of the ladies pulled me aside at the break, and she goes, "Mary, I need to speak with you." And I said, "Okay, let's go outside and talk." And she started to share that, you know, "I know exactly what you're talking about living a lie." And I said, "Okay, you know, continue and share." And she started sharing that she's an Indian woman, and she shared with me that she just had a baby, that she'd been married for 2 years, but that she was hiding a secret from her current husband. And that secret was that she was raped before she got married. Now, why did she hold on to this secret for so long? Because when this happened to her 2 years prior, she was actually with another man, her boyfriend at the time. And when she told her boyfriend at the time, the boyfriend left her. So when she married her husband, she did not want to lose him, so she kept that secret from him.
Yeah.
Now it got to the point where they had a child together. And when she heard me tell my story, she realized, you know, when you're holding on to a secret, Annie, you know that it kind of, one day you got to let the secret out. You know, it's just kind of nagging at you. And this is what was going on for her. She knew she had to talk to her husband about this. And her husband happened to be in the room hearing my story. So I gave her advice about how to go about talking to her husband. I checked up with her a month later, and I said, "Did you have this talk with your husband?" And she goes, "Yes, I had a talk with my husband. I told him what had happened. He's still with me." But what had happened was her husband started opening up and sharing things that he was ashamed of. The expectations that, as in his culture, was what was expected of him. And it truly opened up their communication, their level of trust that they had never, ever had in their 2 years of being together. And she just thanked me. She goes, "Mary, not only was that moment that I told him the truth and let go of the secret," she goes, "that whole weight lifted off of her, and the communication between her and her husband was the best that it's ever been." So, you know, it's just sharing the story, letting people really see the you, the real authentic you. And it really does transform your life, your business, you know, and your relationship.
Oh, for sure. I have a query question about the woman who shared with you, and well, then the husband too. Were they East Indian, like from the country of India or something along that line, or were they Native East Indian? That's a huge culture thing with women. If they have been assaulted or raped or whatever before they get married, the family throws them out. They get tossed out of the village. And they go live in almost like an orphanage, but it's for adult women. So, that's part of the culture of, that's the part of the culture of the East Indian women and girls, because a lot of the marriages, too, a lot of them, even today, still are prearranged. So if the husband-to-be finds out that the woman has been, or the girl has been assaulted, he won't marry her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. I did not know that. Thank you for sharing that with me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So that's why she wanted to share her story with you, yet she was scared to, because that's why she was afraid of her husband and what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's that. I would love to ask you some questions about how you work with empowerment. So how do you stay empowered in your life?
You know, that's a great question. How do I stay empowered in my life? I say my gratitude every day, every morning, and every evening. I do my gratitude. Sometimes I'll have time to write it. If I don't have time to write it, then I'll say them out loud or I'll think it. I always say my gratitude every morning, every night. And I always have positive thoughts. When that negative thought comes into my mind, I really kind of look at it. Why am I having these thoughts? I really think about the situation and turn my thoughts into a positive. I really have that positive outlook in life. You know, going back to, and it can be, you know, the one day it's here, one day it's not, just like my parents, right?
Yeah.
You've got to look at each day as living it in that present moment. And when there are things in the situation around you, and I truly choose not to be around negative people.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't help it, but you can limit it to who you're surrounded with. And I really choose to be positive, think positive, and be surrounded by positive people. And that's how I'm staying empowered. But I'm also staying empowered by always thinking, I'm not going to hide behind the words and the feelings that I truly feel. Not saying yes when I really mean no, and really honoring my own truth.
Now, out of those amazing things that you do about staying empowered, what is one thing, one simple thing, one simple step that our listeners can do today, tonight, to empower themselves?
I would say be true to who you are. Be true to who you are, because you know that if you're hiding something, you're not being true to yourself. If you need to say something and get it off your chest, do it. But be true to who you are. I'm not saying just saying it out loud and not worrying about what the, you know, offending somebody. And you're not saying it in a nasty way. You're saying it in a respectful way. express what, mm-hmm. however you're going to say it, it's got to be true for you.
Yeah. That's awesome. If you could choose one book or one song that empowers you to keep going in your own life, what would it be?
I would have to say the song would be the Mariah Carey song, Hero.
Mm. Yep. That's
because
a good one.
The hero is inside of you already.
Yeah, that's a really good one. That's awesome. So, Mary, I know you have things coming up in the next few weeks, I believe, actually. So how about you tell us what you have coming up that our listeners can join in on or come to or be at?
Sure. Thank you for asking. It is my second annual Speak Your Truth Conference, and it's on October 9th and 10th. It's going to be held at the Embassy Suites near the San Francisco airport. Women from across the world auditioned to be on stage to share their stories. And I also have facilitators who will be doing holistic healing practices with all the women that are going to be at this conference. And it's an amazing, amazing conference. This is the second time that I'm doing it. Last year, I'm still getting women who are emailing me, calling me, saying, Mary, that conference changed my life. And I'm so excited that I'm able to carry forward the second annual conference. So they can learn more about the conference at speakyourtruthconference.com, and that's speakyourtruthconference.com. And Amy, I want you to give a really great special to women who are listening right now.
Mm-hmm.
They can get free tickets through the conference website. It is just mm-hmm. put in discount code Xena. I want all of the Xena members, everybody who believes in the movement of Xena,
wow.
to be able to come into this conference complimentary. It's $147 value. So just mm-hmm. put in the discount code Xena, X-E-N-A, and you can come for free.
That's awesome.
Yay!
Ladies, take advantage of this. Take advantage of it. Wow, that's a beautiful offer. Thank you.
Anything that I can do with spreading the message about I Am Xena, too, because the work with I Am Xena, you know, it's empowerment, empowering women to have the tools and resources that they can do to protect themselves as well.
Oh, for sure. For sure it is. So let's, we have a couple more minutes. So can you just let our listeners know, how can everybody get a hold of you?
Sure. They can get a hold of me through my website at truth4transformation. That's truth4transformation.com. And for any listeners out there who are event planners for women's organizations, business organizations, and especially in the colleges and universities, if you would like for me to come in to share my message with your audience, I would love a conversation with you.
That's super. Are you on Facebook? Can they find you somehow through social media?
I am on Facebook. Yep, Mary Lou Speaker.
Awesome. That's good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So I want to say, thank you. Thank you so much for, supporting me the past few years with the eWoman Network and your raving reviews and support when I was named Business Matchmaker finalist for 2015. I've been asked already, are you going to go again? Are you going to do the application process again? And yes, the answer is yes. How that all will turn out and the nominations and all that kind of stuff, because there's work to do for the nomination, I will be going through it again. I'll be going through that process again. So just thank you. And thank you for being on the show with me today. And it's been a pleasure. Do you have any final words of wisdom that you want to pass on or share with the listeners today?
My wisdom would be to find your voice and speak your truth. It's your time to be seen and to be heard for your brilliance.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, Mary, hang on a few minutes in the green room. I'll be with you very shortly, okay? So
okay,
hang on.
Thank you, Amy.
Awesome. So, everyone, it was a pleasure to have you on the show today of I Am Xena Canada Empowering You. And I want you to remember that inch by inch, you can overcome any challenge that is in front of you. I believe in you, and I know you can get through anything. Till next time, be brave, be bold, and be yourself. I look forward to speaking with you and sharing another amazing guest next Tuesday, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Take care, everyone.